Hello, my name's Marcus, and I'm the admissions director at a large college here in the UK. I'm here today to talk about education policy, specifically the flexible admission system we've recently implemented for non-traditional applicants. Historically, our institution focused almost entirely on standard academic qualifications. We expected applicants to have top marks in their school exams. Many people assumed we'd look at their background or perhaps their age, but actually, it was their grades that completely dictated our admission decisions. If you didn't have the right certificates, you simply couldn't get in.
We soon realised we were missing out on incredible talent. We always had plenty of school leavers and a steady stream of international applicants. However, we really wanted to open our doors to mature students who often possess amazing life experience but lack those conventional certificates I just mentioned. We felt it was time to change our rigid policies. So we completely overhauled our approach. Now, when evaluating a non-traditional applicant, we naturally consider any volunteering they've done and we might briefly look at their personal interests. But what we value above all else is their work experience, as this demonstrates genuine responsibility and practical skill that you just can't measure in a standard exam. To apply, these candidates don't follow the usual route through the national admissions system. At first, we thought about asking them to write a long academic essay or simply provide a detailed reference letter. Instead, we require them to submit a digital portfolio, which showcases their previous projects and professional achievements. It gives us a much clearer picture of what they are capable of.
After that comes the interview stage. It's designed to be a very relaxed chat rather than an interrogation. We aren't trying to test their academic intelligence, and we don't mind if they lack a bit of confidence at first. What we are really looking for is their motivation, because that's the key quality that gets people through a demanding degree program when things get tough. If they are accepted, we don't just throw them in at the deep end. We initially offered workshops on time management, and basic computer literacy was also covered. But we found that a short course focusing purely on study skills was the most effective way to prepare them for university-level reading, writing, and research before the term actually begins. Once their degree program actually starts, the support continues. Every non-traditional student is assigned a specific staff member. We considered giving them an extra academic tutor or a dedicated counsellor, but ultimately we decided that a personal mentor would provide the best all-round guidance, both academically and emotionally, throughout their first year. Implementing this flexible policy hasn't been without its hurdles, of course. You might think that finding funding was our biggest headache, or perhaps organising the new teaching timetables. Actually, it was the sheer volume of paperwork that caused the most frustration for our administrative staff during the first few months. Designing new assessment forms took weeks. However, the results have been phenomenal. Not only are these students contributing brilliantly to class discussions, but their exam results have been consistently high. The most surprising statistic, though, is their attendance, which is significantly higher than that of our traditional student cohort. They truly value the opportunity they've been given. Looking to the future, we want to expand this flexible approach. We already run evening classes, and we've recently introduced a few summer schools to reach more people. Our next major step, however, is to launch a series of online courses, making our college accessible to adults who are trying to balance their studies with full-time jobs or childcare. We are very excited about this next phase.